I was in a meeting recently when a brother talked about this, and he said a phrase which really caught on to me is, if we put things in perspective, for the Christian, there is no future except for glory. So when these troubles come up, and we take, put ourselves out of situation and look at it, we can say that we can glory ourselves in the hope, because the only future for us is glory.
Also important is to understand what is going on. You see, we can become frustrated as Christians when tribulations come and we just quite don't understand. And this just goes back to the point that Brother Chuck made earlier, is that the principles, the truth, the teachings of the Word of God are practical. And that is why the Apostle Paul, through the Spirit here, is emphasizing to us that, number one, there was grace that saved us, but there's grace in which we stand every single moment of every day. There's the hope that is future. But he says, let's understand that the tribulations have a purpose.
Amen.
And so it is not to say, let me get out of this right now, Lord. It is to say, Lord, help me with patience to go through it so that the outcome that you want in my life is realized. And what is that outcome? To be more conformed to the image of Christ. I want to read just from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in the first chapter. Just a couple of verses. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Now, the word comfort really means, the one means strengthen. Who comforts or strengthens us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort or strengthen them who are in any trouble by the comfort or strength with which we ourselves are comforted of God. And it goes on to say that, you know, unless you have stubbed your toe, you can't comfort me when I do that. Unless you've passed through tribulations and trials and troubles, you're not able to strengthen me because you haven't passed through it yourself. So coming back to Romans 5, the Spirit of God is saying to us, look, there are immense blessings that have come because we are declared righteous. They are tied to the Lord Jesus. And in the Gospel of John, the Lord says, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But he doesn't stop there, because that would be greatly discouraging. Oh boy, trouble. But he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. This is the Lord speaking as a man. He knew what it was like to have the government against him. He knew what it was like to have all kinds of men against him in opposition to God. But he went through, he overcame all of those circumstances. And so he wants us to know tribulations are going to come. But you can go to God the Father, God of all mercies, the God of all comfort, to strengthen you, that you now are able later on to strengthen others. With the fact that God took you through with patience, he brought you through on the other side, you've been drawn closer to the Lord Jesus, and the hope of glory is made richer in your soul because you've passed through this tribulation.
One.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a verse in 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So just the thought that there is no temptation, nothing we go through that we cannot bear. Everything that that we have to deal with, we can deal with. God has given us the tools to deal with.
And they just repeat the reference one more time so people could write it down. The verse that you said,
oh, the verse. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just a quick comment. It's come to my attention how closely related the practice of our Christian life is to the matter of salvation. And how it is impossible for us to separate and simply be in a situation where we can say, oh, we're saved, and act indifferently towards it, I think this just caught my attention, and how we're speaking so often this week about me, myself. Look inside and see how we are doing individually. And this is raising the question for myself, you know, am I having tribulation? Because if I'm not having tribulation, it's because something, I'm stagnant in my Christian life, and because this is intrinsically connected all together, these verses.
I know our time is gone, but I want to encourage you, as you study the scripture, go verse to verse. Mm-hmm. Look for becauses. Look for the buts that Paul writes. Now, Emil spoke quite extensively about the hope that maketh not ashamed in verse 5. Look at the next word. Why is it that I can have hope? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. What a wonderful thing that the Lord says to you and I here, you know, not only have I forgiven your sins, not only have I brought you into this place of access, not only can you have hope in the future, but he says, I want you to know that there's one that dwells within you that is going to give you the help, the encouragement to help you understand that difficulty. How many of us have not had to say to the Lord, thank you for that difficulty. Thank you for that thing that you brought into my life that turned me around and pointed me in another direction. Now here, verse 6 begins with a 4 again. Now that takes me to the verse before. The verse before was the Holy Spirit dwelling in me. For when we were yet without strength. That's where I was. You talk about a hopeless condition. I didn't have any strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 8. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now, you get that? Not later. Being now justified. I've lost my place there. Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The next verse, we were once enemies of God. And what a work that he has done. You know, we have every reason to have hope. If you're struggling with something in your life, if you're discouraged right now, I want to tell you, there's a number of us here that would like to sit down and pray with you, talk with you, help you work through that difficulty. This is where your help will come from your spiritual brothers and sisters, from mother and father. The world has built barriers between children and parents. Mm-hmm. I can't go to mother and dad about this. Yes, you can. You can go to your parents. There's nobody that loves you like the mother and the father that brought you into this world. So I just encourage you, if you've lost hope, if you're discouraged with things, stick around after the meeting. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. What a wonderful time we've had. I know our time is gone. Maybe I was thinking that 218, is that the hymn?
Let's stand.
Yeah, I think it is.